Now, the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation with a look ahead to international markets in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at Dairy Discovery.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Our own Casey Shepherd had the opportunity to sit down to talk to Dan Hallstrom, the CEO and president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, about where our international beef and pork markets stand halfway here in 2021.
Well, 6 months into the new year, how do you feel like our trade opportunities look so far?
Well, I think demand is simply put, very, very solid. I mean, across the board. I mean, you know, we still have very good demand out of a place like Korea, and that's with a red status on food service, with food service maybe not entirely shut down, but for the most part, massively shut down. So that tells me that, you know, the retail demand is booming. I feel like a broken record telling you this, because the last several interviews we've said the same thing. But retail, much like the U.S., is booming. E-commerce platforms are booming, which benefits not only retail, but also food service, takeout, et cetera. And I think that'll continue to some extent. So that being said, the opportunity is even further to the positive once food service starts to rebound in some of these countries that are currently still held back a bit. So on both beef and pork, we're still pretty optimistic for the year. Actually very optimistic, setting our forecasts are still for new records to be set for the year on beef and pork on the export side. So, we probably don't need many other surprises. Hopefully we don't have many to the negative, but the baseline demand is very, very strong.
So really the only thing that could really come in and affect us negatively is like what we've talked about with the cyber attacks, but also those port challenges and the shipping delays, basically.
Yeah, I think that's the unknowns, which I would put that the cyber issue under that. But then, you know, this port situation and the logistical side of things, making sure that everything that's sold gets shipped on time, but I think I think we're seeing improvement in that area. We need to see a lot of improvement, honestly, but things are probably slowly getting better, which is a good thing there. And I think overall, if you look at the rest of the year, like I said earlier, the demand is solid and the unshipped sales are very large. So that's a good thing, because eventually they'll ship and they'll show up in the numbers.
Well, and boxed beef prices right now are, through the roof.
Yeah. I think, and for that matter, pork prices, protein in general. And I think it's indicative that the global market is strong and demand is good. And I'm not the expert on the domestic market, but from what I see, it looks pretty good as well. So that's not a bad situation. Demand is solid, and we'd much rather have it that way than the other way, of course.
Well, so it sounds like you're still pretty optimistic then for 2021, 6 months in.
Yep, very much so. Yep.
A healthy dose of optimism from the Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom, saying the rest of 2021, he believes, is going to be a mighty good one for beef and pork exports. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.